Good afternoon, guys. It's Sally Kalen. How are you? Should I stay or should I go now? Okay, not the best voice, but that is what I am going to talk about right now. So as you know, I coach women in gaining absolute clarity around their relationship, whether they should stay or whether they should go. Oftentimes these relationships are pretty toxic and ambiguous, and sometimes they've just gradually lost their spark. But a lot of the times it just is at a point for these ladies where they feel they're not really sure whether to stay or whether to go. And they have a lot of questions that are running through their minds and they need more clarity. And that's where I can come in and help them get that clarity. And what I want to share with you and talk about is why it's important to make a decision on whether to stay or whether to go, as opposed to not making any decision. Even though not making any decision, as a lot of people say, is still a decision in itself, I want to mention that, and that's true for sure, and that decision about not making any is the worst kind, right? Because it literally is soul-crushing and you just stay in this kind of autopilot state day in and day out. So not a good thing. So here's what I want to share with you. I have a free quiz on this as well, by the way, on my sallykalen.com website. If you're interested to go and grab that copy, it has a bunch of questions in there, probably about 30 odd questions, which really gets you thinking and asking those tough questions. And it can be super helpful if you're not sure about your current situation or relationships in general, right? But here's the deal. When you come to making any kind of decisions, for example, if you decide you are going to stay in this relationship, a client of mine said to me the other day, she's going to give this relationship another 6 months. And I said to her, if you are going to give this relationship another 6 months, make it count. Give it all you've got. See it as this is your relationship for life, even though in her mind she said if it's not sorted in 6 months, that's it. I said to her, you need to opt in fully with a full commitment and just give it everything you've got. And at the end of that 6 months, if it's not worked out in the way you hoped, at least you will be able to walk away knowing you gave it everything, right? And that's my tip, guys, for the, you know, what I'm saying here is if you are going to stay, give it everything, be present. And because I think some people end up saying they're going to stay for, you know, another 3 months, a year, but there's a part of them that's very resentful and still not happy. And so they're staying, but they're staying with a, you know, anchored in, you know, anger or frustration. And that is obvious then in the relationship. And it, you can't make it work. If you're in coming from that place of frustration and you're wanting to give it another 3 months, it's going to be the same in 3 months. You're going to feel pretty much the same as you feel now. So if you're going to stay, give it everything. And my other tip is if you decide you get to that place where you feel it is time to leave, because you have given in everything or the relationship is toxic and you have decided that you are going to empower your life and not accept subpar treatment anymore and crumbs, or you're just not going to put up with the things you've been putting up with, and you've made that decision, or even if you're just leaving a relationship because it's done its dash, you've outgrown each other or whatever it is, my suggestion is to plan to leave that relationship. If you can discuss it with a partner, that's great. You can plan together and make it as smooth as possible. But if you are in a toxic situation, it can be very difficult to have a conversation, right, with the other person. So you need to be planning and getting yourself into that space where you literally start taking conscious choices every day to create the new life that you want for yourself. And that is the first step. Because a lot of the clients I coach with, they have been in these situations for a long time and they don't really know where to begin sometimes. Like, how do I get out of this situation? And it's all about having your vision very clear about what you do want to feel and experience in your life. For sure, you've got to have that clear vision so you're aiming at something different. You have to show up each day from now on as the new version of yourself, the person you see yourself to be in the future. Now, this is a bit of another podcast because I'm talking more about, you know, changing your whole mindset and stepping into your power. But you have to have that. But on a more practical level, you need to have options and how you're going to get yourself out of this situation and into the situation you need. So it's a good idea to have a journal, write down your options and the steps that you need to take to get yourself into the position, the situation that you need to be in. Plan it, have that plan and have a deadline on that plan, because the mind will work a lot faster if it knows it's on a deadline. If you've just got eternity to, you know, to sort things out, you'll be there for a while. And that's why I say to have a real clear vision of the new future you and the life you really want, because that is going to propel you forward too, to really be in that state. And if you're not sure about what I'm talking about when I'm saying about the mind stuff, go back and listen to some of my other podcasts, because I do talk a lot about this reprogramming your mind for success and having great relationships, a great life. And definitely reach out to me if you're interested in learning more about that, guys. I would love to be able to help you more on that, because it's imperative to get our mind in the right space to create the radical change we need. So that's my little tip for the day, guys. Stay or go, grab my quiz. It will be super helpful, but definitely make a decision, one or the other, instead of just sitting on the fence. Sitting on the fence means that you can't manifest and create the life you want when you're very ambiguous and uncertain, and you just stay in that flunk for indefinitely. And I want to get you into a place where you feel so damn empowered with your life, that you are on fire with your life and you just get it. And you're not going to settle for anything other than what you deserve. And it all starts with you making that decision. It is huge, guys. So thank you so much for listening. I hope this has been helpful. Please share this podcast with anybody you feel may benefit from it. I so appreciate the love and the support. You have no idea. And I will be hopping on here in a couple of days with a new podcast. And I'm going to do a giveaway as well, that if you let people know about my podcast and I get reach out to me and I get more and more subscribers, I'm going to do a special giveaway for some lucky listener who can have a consult with me for an hour as a VIP one-off for free. And something really great, right? I just want to reach as many people as possible, and if you can get people to listen here, all the better. I am trying to reach as many people as possible. I'm so passionate about this subject, guys, because I really have seen the devastation of being in a relationship that just, you know, sucks the life out of you and ultimately keeps women down. And I want women to rise up and reclaim their power, step into their truth, and know that there is nothing that they cannot do once they put their minds to it. And you do not need to settle for a subpar relationship. So thank you so much. Get those listeners, guys. I so appreciate it. Reach out to me and I would love to hear from you. I will talk to you all really soon. Sending you so much love. Mwah. Love you all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.